Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
There was a queue. My daughter passed it and she sent me a picture of it. She said, "Dad, look at that." And this was a queue outside the Shine or Shein shop. It's closed again now. It was just a pop-up shop for a couple of days, but it opened in Cork at the weekend. Big Chinese-based online shopping brand, huge brand, huge international online shopping brand from China, from Guangzhou, and they are opening pop-ups around the world now. And there were throngs of young women queued starting at 4 a.m. for the pop-up shop in Cork at the weekend. And some of them, if you were to read the papers, some of them came away with very little. One comment was, "Jeez, I saw nothing in there I wouldn't get in pennies." But I think, Suzanne Harrington, you're writing about this in The Examiner, you were disappointed to see the length of the queue. You don't see why anyone would go to that shop. Good morning.
Hi, PJ. Yeah, it was. It's a shocker. Not the queue, because people, it's not fair to talk about the people who are queuing up, really, because it's like kind of you put a load of sweets on the table, then expect people to not eat them. But what's Shein is probably one of the worst brands in the world in terms of first sustainability and also how workers are treated, as sort of sweatshop based, and their garments are cheap and they're so disposable that rather than return, when you do, you know, when you order something and it doesn't fit and you return it, they just put their stuff to landfill because it's cheaper to do it that way. They are the least ethical and the most.
And you can stand over all these claims, Suzanne.
Oh yeah, I mean it's facts. So just this isn't me saying it. This is just a, you know, there's a online sort of it's called Good on You, which is a website which assesses. It's common knowledge.
Okay.
What's really shocking isn't that young people queue up for cheap clothes. What's really shocking is that Simon Coveney and the government are photographed cutting the ribbon, welcoming Shein to Ireland, to HQ in Dublin. That is like saying, yeah, come on in with your environmentally disastrous, unsustainable, toxic brand that uses sweatshop labor and all sorts of animal abuse, and welcome, come to Ireland, we love you. You know, that's the thing that's just gobsmacking, that we're looking that we're welcoming that in.
Come back to the queue though. Okay, and I know you say you don't blame people for queuing up, and like you said, if you put sweets on display, you can only blame people if you can't blame people if they're going to eat them. The one pushback against that, Suzanne, is that the young people in that queue are part of a generation which is more, you would be told anyway, more environmentally aware, more concerned about the climate, more concerned about biodiversity and the future than any that came before it. And yet, here they are queuing up for these clothes.
Yes, yeah, of course, Generation Greta. You know, of course, the generation coming up now are the ones who are going to be most impacted by climate disaster. We'll all be dead and gone, you know, but they won't. And yes, we've got, you know, that's the kind of, it's not fair to expect young people to take on the full responsibility of the, you know, they will form the queue. If you know the thing of if you build it, they will come. And so then you have,
you're blaming the society, and if you want, the government, for allowing Shein to open a store.
Yes, yes, of course, because it's not, it shouldn't be up to the to a 14-year-old child. I mean, my niece Zara, who's 13, she was keen to go. Zara, if you're listening, go, don't do it. But you know, it's not fair to put the responsibility of those kind of choices on, you know, young people, when really it's the Irish government, or whatever government, any government, which is allowing, you know, it should be stopped before it ever gets to a pop-up shop in Cork with a queue at 4 a.m. It shouldn't be happening full stop.
But Suzanne, there isn't really much point in stopping it, because if you stop the pop-up, they'll just go online anyway. At least you get a bit of ground rent for the pop-up shop.
Yeah, that's not really the point, though, is it? It's kind of bigger than that.
They'll get it online anyway.
Pardon?
They'll get it online anyway. Yeah,
it's the... So, in that sense, consumers do have a choice to avoid Shein, but then it's not just Shein. They're probably the worst. But all fast fashion, you know, Primark, H&M, all of them.
I was just going to say, would you class Penny's as fast fashion?
Yeah, totally, 100%.
Go down there this morning, it's mobbed.
Yeah, exactly, because people are skint. And also, we don't have a culture in Ireland of clothes swapping, vintage, secondhand. It's still a bit like, we still have that kind of mentality. We want everything shiny and new. And until that changes, and people do the more kind of, like what Vivian Westwood said about buying less, buying better, and making it last.
No, I'm coming back to the customers that use the stores, be they online or be they in the street. And they're from, as you called it yourself, Generation Greta, the most environmentally aware generation there's ever been.
And they're also the skintest.
And, well, yes, but let's stay with the awareness thing. They're aware. Mm-hmm. They know. They understand. They, I'm sure, read the same things about Shein and any other fast fashion that you read, and yet they still go in there.
I don't know if there's that level of awareness, to be honest with you. I think if you're a sort of 14-year-old girl, you might not. Not every 14-year-old girl is going to be Lisa Simpson, you know? There's a lot of people out there who just want...
What about when they're 20, though, and 21, rather than 14? 14, they're just kids, but 20, 21, they're young adults.
Yes, I agree. And of course, personal responsibility and awareness is incredibly important, but... There's still, my point is, it should not be the responsibility of individual 20-year-old skint consumers to avoid something that's right in front of them. My point is, it shouldn't be in front of them in the first place.
So would you close all these stores down if you had your way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're not doing any favours for anybody. Their products are rubbish for a start, and they fall to pieces. But apart from that, the damage that they're doing environmentally, I mean, we're hurtling towards mass extinction, and we're still welcoming stuff like Shein into our country or into the world. It's insanity. It's just insanity. We need, and it's, you know, it's understandable, because we've always been able to, you know, we've always been consumers and consumed what we like when we like. And having to put the brakes on that and do a gigantic, massive U-turn, it's overwhelming. And it's not fun, and it's frightening, and you just think, oh no, and you want the dopamine hit of going to buy something shiny and new and cheap and fast and instant. Of course you do, because we've been conditioned to do that for a long, long time. And deconditioning ourselves from that is really difficult, but we have to start somewhere. And the sight of Simon Coveney cutting the ribbon for Sheehan, it's just like, oh, mate, you might as well have a placard over your head saying, welcome sweatshops, welcome unsustainable practices. You know, it's just depressing.
Mm.
But, there are so many alternatives to fast fashion. You know, like clothes swapping, for instance. It's really fun as well. You get a gang of people together with their clothes, and they mightn't be new clothes to you, but they're new clothes to somebody else.
Oh, there's listen, so many different... I remember having the sound of 7 or 8 teenagers overhead and thinking that the ceiling was about to come down where they were swapping shoes and dresses upstairs. So don't tell me they don't do that. They still do that. They're just swapping the Shein and Penny stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the solution is other than very firm boundaries at government level. Yeah,
it sounds like the solution, and I'm not arguing with you, Suzanne, I'm trying to tease it out. It sounds like this is the solution you want is to shut all these places down eventually.
Yes. Absolutely. Quality over quantity.
So what about, okay, let's come back to an argument that I remember being in India with a charity a number of years ago and coming across on the outskirts of Bangalore, one of these enormous places with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in and out of it, and being quite shocked that the salary was something like $6 a week. Or some ridiculous amount of money like that, dollar a day for a 6-day week, so $6 a week. And at the time, I would have been thinking a bit like yourself. And I thought, isn't that awful? Isn't that awful exploitation? You know, and I was thinking, well, we need to shut these places down and stop this kind of thing. And one of the people in the group with me said, ah, yes, but where will I get my $6 then?
Well,
there's
yes,
that to be
course.
Considered, Suzanne.
Yes, there is, but there is also to be considered, instead of the massive profits made by the people at the top of Shein or whoever, that they possibly are encouraged by consumers in the West to pay their workers properly.
100%, I agree with you, 100%, but in the real world, they don't care.
No, but consumers can vote with their feet, and that's... You know, if consumers, there's been quite a backlash against Shein opening in Ireland.
There was a queue at 4 o'clock in the morning around the corner.
Yes, that's true. But there's also been quite a significant backlash, about the fact that we've welcomed them in.
Yeah.
And I think if people did possibly... Yeah, make more conscious choices or make more noise, so that then the trickle-down thing of sweatshop labour being paid properly, more accountability, more transparency, Shein doesn't have any of that.
Yeah.
It sticks a few words like sustainable on its website, but really it doesn't have accountability.
Yeah.
And if we then allow that to happen by welcoming companies like Shein in, that inaccountability continues unchecked. People continue to suffer. The environment continues to suffer, and we carry on as we have done, and we're not going in the right direction.
I've enjoyed our conversation, Suzanne. Thank you very much. That's Suzanne Harrington. I'd love to talk to anyone who was in that queue at the weekend and stood there for the 4 hours. I said it to my daughter. I said, are you going to queue? She said, hell with me. Backside dad, shishy. What are you joking me?
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Something, I'll just buy it online. By the time you get in and out of the shop, it'll nearly be here. Jackie, you shop in
I Shea. I don't. I want to, but I'm afraid to order and it's the sizes are not right. Every person I see on a Sunday night when I'm out, it's like, oh, that's a beautiful dress, that's a beautiful top. Where did you get it? Shein. And I'm like, I'm afraid to order off them in case it's the wrong size, you know, because I'm a big girl.
Right.
You know, I'd take an XXL now here, but I wouldn't know what size would be from them clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the girls there were saying they were cheap. I bought a pair of boots in New Look a few months ago, and I went out the first night, and the heels came off the bloody things after I paid 20-odd quid for them.
Yeah.
And, like, they're cheaply made as well, New Look and Penny's, they're all cheaply made.
Well, that's what Suzanne is saying. Suzanne is saying, really, that Shein is, in her view anyway, the worst offender. But that Penny's stroke Primark or New Look or any of those, if she had her way, she'd chase them out of the high street.
I mean, like, we all can't afford to go bloody Marks and Spencers and places like that. And they're probably made in China as well, a lot of them. We don't know where they've been made.
Yeah, it's a fair point.
My sister had a pair of boots on her the other night. She was out to buy them in Penny's years ago. They were beautiful.
Yeah.
They fell apart after the night as well.
I know. My pal that goes on holidays with me a lot last year left a beloved pair of, he had these most, they were awful. You could only wear them on holidays. They were fluorescent lime green. But he loved them. You'd be arrested if you walked down Patrick Street in them. But they looked fantastic on a sun holiday. They cost him 9 quid in pennies about 8 years ago.
Yeah, I'm not a big clothes shopper. I'm not a big shoe shopper, bags, anything. I buy if they fit me.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought 3 pairs of jeans out in Dunn's 2 weeks ago, and I'm delighted with them. And I'm wearing them Sunday night going out. The next Sunday night, I'll wear the other one. And the next Sunday night, I'll wear the other one. I'm swapping them around.
Good for you.
I don't have a load of clothes.
Yeah.
I don't. I have about 6 nice tops and 4 nice pants, and that's it.
Yeah, and combine everything well and look after the clothes, and they'll all be fine. Jackie, thank you. 0818 96 96 96. Talking about the Shein pop-up shop, gone now, I think. I think it was literally popped up and gone in a day or two. There was a 4-hour queue there at the weekend to get in for the clothes. This is, if you're unfamiliar with Shein, which I imagine most people aren't, they know what it is now. It's a huge Chinese online shopping brand. And they opened this pop-up in Cork last weekend. I think it's gone again now. And Suzanne Harrington was writing about it in The Examiner, horrified, A, that it opened, horrified, B, that it was allowed to open and welcomed into the country by Simon Coveney and other members of the government. And Suzanne believes we shouldn't be supporting fast fashion. And with that, she includes the likes of Penny's and other such chains, that we should not be supporting that kind of fashion. It's there, I'm told, until Wednesday. Thanks. Mary, are you going in?
Absolutely not. I have 2 daughters and they have to, like, they have no other options, like, aside from the fast fashion for the types of lives they lead. And if you have a 14-year-old girl, if you can get her into something that will come from a more, you know, less fashionable shop, could so that name a shop in Cork that you could bring a 14-year-old girl into, that she should wear the clothes that wouldn't be a fast fashion brand.
Yeah. I think Suzanne accepts that it's difficult to change the world at the moment.
But I'm not talking about, like, it's not even that, like, it's just not there. And, like, the thing is, if you have a child of that age, A, they're going to be a different size by the next time they go to a disco or whatever they're going to.
Yes.
You know, and, like, so like, what is the point? Like, you're talking about swapping things, but like, if they're swapping on their friends, all their friends are going to be different sizes too by the time.
Yeah.
The next, do you know what I mean? Like, there's a whole lot of, especially fast at that age, whatever about adults, and that you're even, like I said,
what do you make of her
like kind of thing. My wardrobe is full of stuff that some of which I paid a fortune for, and really, kind of, I wouldn't, you know, go out in now, like kind of thing, or wouldn't fit me or whatever. You know what I mean? It's
what do you make of Suzanne's environmental argument that they're just not good for the planet?
They're good. They're not good for anybody. They're not good for the kids wearing them either. They look awful in a lot of them. The clothes don't fit. They're badly made. The seams are bad. They come apart. They don't come out of the wash. But because they're cheap, that doesn't matter as much.
Mm.
I kind of think if you're sending a photo and mind your good dress now when you go out, you know what I mean? Those days are long gone.
You come home and it's been messed up and just fling it in the bin by another one.
Something thrown, yes. And you know what I mean? Whatever, something spilled on it, or you know what I mean? The kind of lives they live don't, lend themselves to sitting in their good dress or going out in their good dress or, you know, back in the day, like in my mother's time, they were making the clothes.
And Mary, the young people that you know that you're talking to me about, where would they be on the environment? Would they be pushing you to be more climate aware? Would they be saying...
In fairness, my girls, no, they're 19 and 21 now, but they won't buy Shein.
Mm.
Won't. Like, it's a kind of a shame thing, I suppose, among even their friend group, that none of them would admit to buying anything from there. So there is that, but that's when they're older.
Yes.
And now their clothes will fit them for longer. They can swap with their friends at this age far more readily than they could when they were 14 and 16.
Yeah, that's just...
Fast fashion is really comes in. You know what I mean? They're going to a disco in a Gap club twice a year or something like that, and they're not going to wear the same dress. They want something up to the minute, and they want the same as all their friends are buying. So, you know,
off they go online.
Give in.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, Mary, thanks for your call. 0818 96 96 96. And I made this point to Suzanne, and it was something that was just said to me when I was in Bangalore. It's a few years ago now. I was in Bangalore and I was with a group, and we were looking at one of these places where there were hundreds of people working for what we would consider insulting money. And I was of that kind of, what you might call, left-of-centre belief that, well, you know, or slightly left-of-centre, well, not just exploitation, and isn't it a disgrace that people have to work for that, and blah, 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 and that should be all closed down, and we in the West should take action, and et cetera, et cetera. To which one of the people in my company said to me very politely, look at me as if to say, I understand where you're coming from, but where will we get our $6 a week then? Simi, good morning.
Hi, PJ, how are you?
Good. You live in Mallow, but you're originally from India.
That's right.
And that point I was making, where will we get our $6 now?
Yeah, well, I had to comment when you said that, because in India, we don't have any dole or any child benefit. So anyone at the age of 18 is trying to get a job. It doesn't matter even if it's $6, as you said. It's all about trying to be independent and supporting your family. I come from a middle-class family, and we were four girls, and my parents were both working, and it's very hard when you have four girls in the family. So we were, right from the childhood, we were told that you have to work hard, and you have to educate yourself if you want to fulfill your dreams. So working for $6 or $7, you know, it's not shameful. In fact, you know, it's just encouraging you to be independent. That is nothing, we don't think it as an exploitation. We take it as an opportunity.
Right.
So, you know, every Indian is very proud. You will not see anyone, like, there is no dole. Everyone is out on the street, even if it is 18 or 70 or 80-year-old person, even trying to send vegetables to support his family. So I think it's a good thing. You know, you're trying to be independent. So there is nothing called as exploitation. We are happy to do that.
Yeah. I remember being in a store, actually, I went to buy a pair of sandals in a store in Bangalore. And I was counting the staff. There must have been 12 or 13 staff.
Yes.
And I said to the man selling me the sandals after I tied them on and all that, I said, you've a very big staff. He goes, oh, they're my family. We all make some money here.
Yep. Yeah.
We all make some. I thought, that's all right. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like, my son is 18 now, and he came to Ireland at the age of 3. And I always tell him, I said, you see where mom is today. I work as a nurse manager in one of the mental health hospitals. And I said, I have achieved all this by working hard, right from as a child. My parents had taught me. So it's for you. Now you're only starting at the age of 18. So work hard if you want to have better things in life. So, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah. Simi, it's lovely to talk to you again. I know you were on the show before, and to hear that perspective. And thankfully, I wasn't talking out my backside. Where will them? And they see it as an opportunity. They know it's not great money, but they must work hard to earn something. They see it as an opportunity and a chance to get on the earning rail, or the earning road, as it were. Thank you, Simi. 0818 96 96 96. Bunch of stuff here. I'd argue it isn't the whole point. Isn't that the whole point of fast fashion? Kids are growing constantly, and you don't have to spend a fortune on clothes all the time. In reference to Suzanne, Jesus, she doesn't have a clue about Shein, does she? My daughter is a hard-working mother who's trying to buy a house. She's 41. She buys lots of clothes from Shein. Clothes might not be top class, but they're not rubbish and they don't fall apart. She has bought tops and dresses and jewellery. Pennies are no better. Don't they buy most of their clothes from Chinese sweatshops? My daughter buys online. Please don't yell my name. She killed me. Well, Pennies will tell you that they're sources are sustainable, and we must believe them for that. But I get your point. I love shopping for pre-loved clothes. I was at 3 weddings in the last 6 months, dressed entirely in them. I'm trying to teach my daughters more about shopping consciously and only buying what we really need. Teaching good values and morals should always come from the parents. How are children supposed to be more environmentally aware if they're not educated? That's from Louise. And I shop in Shein all the time. I found their clothes good and great value. I don't know why she said the clothes fall apart, as I've never had that happen to me. We need more of Shein, to be honest, because shops here are way too expensive. Oh my God, says Paul, clothes swapping, quality over quantity. Does she not remember the history where woolen mills used to have hundreds of people working for a shilling a day? Big business will always make money from people who want cheap and fashionable clothes. Methinks Suzanne is a bit out of touch with the reality of Shein. It's all well and good to be giving out about the Shein pop-up shop. The people going are shopping there anyway online. Thanks from Deborah. I don't have any particular feeling this bad or indifferent about Shein. I mean, I'm not going to buy anything from them. But I do know that buying stuff online is not for me. I bought a t-shirt once. I liked it. It had a fabulous design on it, something Marvel. It was a Marvel t-shirt with one of these Marvel characters on it, and I was kind of into the Marvel stuff at the time and whatever. And just being on the safe side, I ordered a 4XL. Now, I'm not a small fella, but 4XL here I could go sailing in with on me. Do you know what I mean? I ordered a 4XL and I wasn't even able to get it over my head. The young fella ended up wearing it.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.